the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gruber Show, the fastest growing talk conversation in this nation. You're part of it. Congratulations. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, State Representative Jewel Jones reportedly using $221 from his campaign funds in strip joints. He just needed some skin in the game. Number two, a petition drive statewide to end exclusion based on sexual orientation or gender identity has failed to pass the critical test rejected by the State Board of Canvassers. And number one, a new candidate could soon join the Republican field for governor. He has millions of dollars to get started, but can that get him a shot at Governor Whitmer? That's the real question. Metro Detroit businessman Kevin Rinke, Republican, apparently planning to put in $10 million of his own cheese. $10 million. That, according to an advisor that came out yesterday, the day candidates already in the race had to file their fundraising disclosures. His family has owned and operated auto dealerships in the state. He has previously said he's seriously considering running for governor. His ability to self-fund his campaign might give him an advantage over other people in the race already. Rick Snyder, of course, used $6 million. $6 million of his own money to boost his campaign in the 2010 primary. Now, Chris Grant, who is advising Rinke on a potential run for governor, said, like any successful businessman, he's doing his due diligence on the campaign. It's become abundantly clear that no other candidate can put together the campaign and resources necessary to defeat Governor Whitmer. That's why he's prepared to invest $10 million initially to stop Gretchen Whitmer's misguided administration. Grant put that out yesterday. By the way, the Whitmer campaign says it's raised $8.5 million so far this year, has $10 million in the bank. The most active fundraiser, Garrett Soldano of Mattawan, has raised $600,000. Pastor Ralph Rebrand of Washington raised $170,000, but spent $150,000 as of July 20th. He has $20,000. He also put in $60,000 of his own money there. Tudor Dixon, Norton Shores has raised $132,000, spent $45,000, has $87,000 on hand ready to go in. And so that's where we are. And of course, James Craig, the former chief of police from Detroit, still weighing his options about getting in the race. But that, I mean, that's, this could be a race that takes millions of dollars. Let's see here. The most active Republican fundraiser, like I said, this little bit from the Detroit News. Governor Whitmer's astronomical cash advantage would be wiped out by Rinke in that scenario, said John Selleck, the CEO of the Michigan-based consulting firm Harbor Strategic Public Affairs. Selleck said Rinke would face similar questions as did former Detroit Police Chief James Craig, another potential Republican contender whose stances on key political issues are somewhat unknown. The excitement of matching Whitmer's cash would fade quickly, said Selleck. So far, eight Republican candidates have formed campaign committees to seek the nomination. And there you have it. So, you know, it's a lot of money. We'll see how that plays out. Meanwhile, the Michigan Board of Canvassers rejecting the fair and equal petition signatures. This comes just after the Court of Appeals forced them to certify the Unlock Michigan campaign, and that was removed so that the governor does not have unlimited power anymore. But the State Board of Canvassers, which includes two Democrats, two Republicans, voted 4-0 to reject the fair and equal petitions. So there were not enough good signatures. I can't make this decision based on content. I make it on the process, said one of the Democrats on the board. Steve Lydell's legal counsel for Fair and Equal vowed to challenge the decision in the Court of Appeals and says that the Michigan Bureau of Elections has made a lot of mistakes in analyzing the signatures. Fair and Equal of Michigan provided numerous examples of the board detailing how a significant number of our signatures were improperly thrown out. The Board of Canvassers never addressed the issues we raised with the way the Bureau of Election handled our petitions, and we are confident that if our valid signatures were counted, we would easily meet the threshold to move forward. Anyhow, it's a 4-0 vote. It's not like it was a close call here. And let's be honest, the courts have upheld the State Board of Canvassers' rulings over and over and over and over. We'll keep an eye on that one for you. It would have made... It was a campaign to eliminate discrimination on sexual orientation and gender identity, but they fell short of the number of signatures they needed. Meanwhile, a Michigan lawmaker reportedly spending $221 of campaign funds at a strip club in Dearborn March 8th for a constituent meeting. I wonder who his constituents are. And discussing potential economic projects. Jewel Jones, who's already in trouble, Democrat from Inkster, turned in his fundraising report ahead of the deadline Monday. They were at the Pantheon Club. A lounge, he said he wasn't sure if it was a strip club before the phone call became disconnected. Strangely. The phone call became disconnected. The Pantheon Club is the oldest and most established gentleman's club in Michigan is the Pantheon Club. Well, very nice, Jewel Jones. Well done. We have to meet people where they are sometimes. Jones said in a text message after the interview, he added that the club had a great, great dinner of lamb chops. He's a guy who's already facing a DUI for getting pulled over with a .19 and then tried to claim that he was being mistreated, told the police officers that he was going to call Governor Whitmer and so on and so forth. You know all of this, right? Anyhow. Jewel Jones, a real hero to the people. On another note here, health officials want attendees of the Faster Horses Country Music Festival to get tested for COVID. 19 COVID cases have been connected to the festival. It was held from July 16th to the 19th. They've confirmed at least 17 positive cases of people who attended the event. Compared to the virus we had circulating initially in the U.S. at the start of the pandemic, the Delta variant more aggressive, says Rochelle Walensky. And apparently they're concerned that the Delta variant was making its rounds at Faster Horses. So we'll keep an eye on that and figure out where that goes. More tests on the way. By the way, time to save you some money on Muskox men's gear. Huh? Muskox men's gear? Yes. GoMuskox.com. GoMuskox.com. Use the promo code Gruber. G-R-U-B-E-R. Use the promo code Gruber and you can buy men's outdoor action gear for 15% off site-wide. As long as you spend $100, I think. Anyhow, go check it out. GoMuskox.com. A Michigan company. Support the home team. I do. You should as well. Coming up, Mike Benarian, Communications Director, Michigan Rising Action. A campaign finance complaint against the Whitmer campaign. Plus later, Ronna McDaniel will join me. Don't go anywhere.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.
This year, the Good Sports Our Winners Award returns to honor those teams displaying good sportsmanship at selected MHSAA tournaments. Over 1,000 teams will be recognized this year by Mimic Insurance. Mimic is also providing sportsmanship educational materials to schools and is an underwriting supporter of mini-grants for schools' local sportsmanship efforts. Remember, sportsmanship is the educated choice, and good sports are winners. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.